and this that goes this way never reaches the Illinois. It goes to Saliso Creek and into the Arkansas River. But they're close. It isn't far up the Arkansas River from where the Saliso Creek empties in and where the Illinois empties in. Of course, this anymore that goes down Caney Creek enters Ten Killer Lake mm-hmm. and empties out at the Ten Killer Lake.
How old is Ten Killer Lake?
I'd hesitate to say it's around 10 years old. Around 10 years, it might be older, but I don't think it's over 10 years old. No, I know what it is. I came back from Roswell, New Mexico in the summer, I believe, of 1949. And I was working with my brother here selling real estate. And I sold a fellow a farm that had been bought out in Arkansas and in the Ten Killer Lake area, and the water hadn't come up yet. He hadn't had to move. But today water is well over his farm and where his home was and all.
Did he move his house out?
No, he moved part of it. It was a log house, an old house. And he moved the sheet iron that was on his barn, and they let him move what fencing he wanted to move, all the wire and everything he wanted to take down and roll up.
Did you have boats here in the early days?
Beg your pardon?
Did you have boats on the creeks?
No, only on the Illinois River.
I was thinking of those that you use with oars or paddles.
The creeks were so small, you couldn't even move them like the time of year now. You couldn't move a boat from one hole of water to another in Bound Fork Creek. Or in Caney Creek, the water's too shallow, you couldn't get it over the shoals. And maybe the shoals, maybe you'd have to carry it 50 yards or further to get it from one to another. So I don't ever remember having seen a boat on the Bound Fork Creek.
What would you call a channel cut into a field by erosion?
A ditch is all that, I've never heard it called a ditch.
Any special word for a dry creek bed?
No, not that I can think of.
I don't know if they do this here, but around Stillwater it's quite common. A bulldozer will be called in and it'll scrape dirt up and throw up a dam for water for the stock.
And that's called a pond. They build a lot of ponds in this area.
Oh.
Yes, there's a lot of ponds. It's a government agricultural program. There's one after another that's built in this area.
I got a pocket full of fire here. What difference do you make between roads, that is, roads with dirt and other surfaces?
If you travel very much in this county, you'll find that it's very few miles of dirt road in the entire county. It's gravel roads. That's a minor problem, is road material. This county.
I bet that flint really cuts up tires.
Yes, it does. But most of